Page 60, first column, knowledge enhancer. There are two very important words, isobilateral leaves and dorsiventral leaves. These are the two kinds of leaves that are found. Isobilateral leaves, meaning if you've seen the leaves of a grass, both sides are equally green, and that means stomata is also present on both the surfaces, that is the upper surface and the lower surface, that is upper epidermis and the lower epidermis. Now, what is epidermis? The first layer of cells. The first layer of cells on top and at the bottom side, they are called isobilateral leaves. Then come to dorsiventral leaf. If you've seen the leaf of a rose or a hibiscus plant, you'll find the upper surface of the leaf is more greener than the lower surface. Why? Because the upper surface has got more chlorophyll than the lower surface. And in the isobilateral leaves, both the surfaces are equally green. Why? Because the chlorophyll is equally distributed on both the sides. Okay. Now, what happens during the stomata when it is open and when it is closed? When the stomata is open, gaseous exchange can take place. Oxygen can come in and carbon dioxide can leave, that is during the process of respiration. And if it is photosynthesis, carbon dioxide will be utilized and they will come in and oxygen will leave the leaf. Okay, then go down. Do you know, I have already explained stomata, lenticels and general surface of root. Come to fact file. This you must learn. The first red dot tells you why should the soil be plowed, that is so that the air, there is a constant supply of air and water logging, and compact soil do not have air spaces and does not affect respiration of roots. And the next dot, red dot, tells you why we should not sleep under the tree during the night, because photosynthesis, which does not take place during the night, releases the carbon dioxide during the process of respiration. That carbon dioxide which is released during the night is not utilized for photosynthesis as there is no sunlight. So therefore that carbon dioxide is harmful for our body. Next column, basic process of respiration. Two kinds of respiration we will now study. What are they? External respiration, which is also called breathing. Right over there, the blue word, external respiration, in bracket write breathing. And next paragraph, last line, see, there's a word called cellular respiration, in bracket write internal respiration. Achha. Also write over there in bracket, internal respiration, in bracket also write biochemical process. It is a biochemical process. Now, what is external respiration? That is inhaling and exhaling. That is when we are breathing in and breathing out. That process is called breathing or external respiration. And you can write also over there, it is a physical process. It is a physical process where energy is consumed. We need energy to breathe in and breathe out. Acha. Second paragraph, cellular respiration. Over there, see the second line, they tell you the process of respiration releases energy. On top over there, write ATP. Releases energy in the form of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, that takes place inside the cell. Underline the word inside the cell. Each and every cell must breathe and they must give out carbon dioxide. Okay, then that is called cellular respiration or biochemical respiration. Then activity 2 tells you that when you have learned this in the lower class, that is if you take lime water and you are breathing out into the lime water will turn milky. And come to the next page 61, first column on top, you will learn this equation. Glucose, see the formula of glucose, you will learn formula of glucose, see oxygen, then releases carbon dioxide. On top of that, it's written respiratory enzyme and water.